Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Katzkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our flagship Tuesday show. And as always, I'm super excited to be here with you this morning. This conversation today is going to be very interesting for a lot of you because this is obviously a subject that I don't know a lot about either, which is why I wanted to interview my guest that I have today. I'm joined today by Ben Brassington, who is the owner of a mushroom company called Bare Remedies. And we're going to be talking about the different kinds of mushrooms, what they are. This is a subject that I think a lot of people are increasingly becoming more interested in as people look for more holistic options for not just their healthcare regimen, but just their self-care regimen in general. So I figured, why not ask the person himself? Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Allison, excited to be here.
Yay. So tell my audience first a little bit about you. You and I were chatting a little bit before we hit record. So tell us a little bit about how you got into it, and then we're going to get into the good stuff.
Yeah, so my name is Ben. I am the CEO of Bare Remedy, and I got into the world of mushrooms really because I was disappointed with the products I was taking. Like, I was reading, and I knew, like, in the Asian culture, European culture, they've been using mushrooms for thousands of years. And, like, they've got doctors recommend mushrooms, right, as part of a daily fitness, holistic health regime.
Totally.
But here in the U.S.,
I'll agree with that. I'm in the health and fitness, or I was in the health and fitness industry, and I'll say that, yeah, you're right.
And so I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on pretty much every mushroom coffee under the sun, mushroom tinctures and supplements and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, I just don't feel it. Like, I'm taking this stuff on hope. And it was really that frustration that really created an opportunity. And like, well, I want to create a mushroom product that I know and can trust and that I feel the benefits. And that just sent me down this quest on really understanding, what the hell am I taking? Like, what does a water tincture or a dual extraction tincture or a spagyric extraction really mean?
Right.
Because I couldn't find any training on it. So then it's like I had to master this process of what extraction is and how best to extract herbs and how best to create products, because the research is there. The facts are all there from... there was one book I read the other day that had over 3,000 what they call citizen case studies. And these case studies are people who have literally documented their life for like 2 years.
Right.
Taking a mushroom like every day. Like, that's better documentation than most clinical trials here. But when you talk to some people, they're like, oh, well, where's the clinical trial that validates that? I'm like, there's a lot of here's a scary thing that's happening right now in the industry that most people aren't even aware of. The FDA is starting to classify mushrooms and holistic medications as bad bugs.
Bad bugs. Wow.
And what that means is that gets enforced by the banks, because then the bank won't let you sell it.
Yeah.
So they're actually starting to pull these holistic remedies off the markets. They've done it in the UK. They started doing it last year with some of the mushrooms in the US, which is scary because there's mushrooms that are actually very, very good. Yes, there's mushroom. I'm not telling you to go with your Goldilocks basket into the woods and start picking mushrooms. And This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, there is evidence that these mushrooms help people. And, like, I was just at an event and hundreds of people got to sample our products over a few days. And what happened was people would come back to me within 15 minutes telling me how their brain fog has gone. They're able to focus, their recall, their energy stabilized throughout the day, and they weren't reaching for that second, third, fourth, fifth energy drink. Like, for them, that's a game changer.
Totally.
So,
free.
So, yeah, I really just got into the world of mushrooms because, like, I wanted to create a product that was all power and full potency. I wanted to create something
that... also feeling disappointed because what you were using wasn't getting you the results that you wanted. So that kind of opened up your mind more to say, hey, what could I do to help solve my problem? And as a result of that, now you're helping a lot of other people do the same thing. But before we get into the different kinds of mushrooms, let's just kind of start at the very beginning. Tell us, because you're the expert here, tell us what they are. Tell us, you know, because I think most people listening are probably thinking, well, mushrooms are what grow in my yard. Mushrooms are what I put in my food. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, there's so many types of mushrooms out there, and there's food mushrooms, there's functional medicine mushrooms,
yeah.
There's mushrooms that you just never touch, right?
Yeah.
There's a yin and yang, a good and bad, yeah, with everything. And what's funny is with these mushrooms, if you actually look into some of the research, drug companies have been using them to extract the molecules that they can then patent for years. Mm-hmm. And there was actually one drug study I actually looked at, which was, there was this one mushroom that there was like these five molecules in it, and they realized that they can patent one molecule at a time. But what they learned in their research was that if they, by not injecting the four other molecules that this mushroom provided natively, right, organically, mm-hmm, people had side effects. And then what they did is they literally provided drugs for each one of the side effects. So like one molecule extracted into multiple drugs, where if you just took the mushroom, you didn't experience any of the side effects.
Yeah.
So one of the things people need to know is, I'm not talking about the hippie mushrooms. I'm not talking about the ones
psychedelics
trip out. That's a whole other industry, and that's a whole other, there's blessings from those, right?
Right.
What I'm talking about is things like reishi, lion's mane, turkey tail, mataki. You can eat these. Some people do eat these, but it's actually extracting them to actually have a clinical dose, what we call a clinical dose, that you can actually then feel the extraction. And that's the big thing. What you will do is, Chinese athletes have been for many, many years taking reishi and queticeps before any race.
Yeah.
Right? They do it because it increases their oxygen, their VO2 max by 40%. Yeah. Wow. For the next 4 to 6 hours of productivity and performance.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them deal with altitude. They're getting more air at a cellular level. So it also tells their body to go into energy production mode, not just like caffeine, which is giving us fake energy, but actually telling us to like manufacture energy for the next 4 hours.
So, yeah, and I think of the ones that you mentioned, I think lion's mane is probably the one that at least I'm the most familiar with. The ones that...
Yep.
I think probably people listening, if they had to pick one on a list, they'd be like, I've probably heard of that one.
Yeah, or you may have tried it, seen it at a farmer's market, that big white fluffy cloud thing.
Yeah, yeah. And people take it because simply not just to feel better, but to your point, to feel like their mind is clearer, to feel like their stress response is lowered, right? It's a way to help them feel more energetic.
Oh, 100%. And lion's mane is, there is copious amounts of research for hundreds of years around these mushrooms worldwide. I'm not just talking in the US. And in some regards, in holistic health, the US isn't leading the field in this research. So there's research on how it helps menopause, how it helps remove the brain fog from people. There's research on that goes to show how it is helping with dementia and Alzheimer's, like creating new neural pathways.
Yeah.
From something that, yes, you can grow in your garage.
Yeah.
But it's then the marketing and sales of this is where this thing gets convoluted.
Totally. I would agree with that.
And people get taken advantage of, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, in the information age today, there's just a ton of information out there that you could spend hours on Googling and going on YouTube and everything else. That doesn't always mean because it's out there that it's correct. So 100%. I guess the next question to you is, obviously, there's a number of reasons why people would be interested in doing mushrooms, but talk to me a little bit first about what's some of the information that people need to be like on the lookout for, and what should they be wary of?
Yeah, so one of the big things you want to be aware of is dosage and potency.
How
much of this bottle should I take to actually get the right dosage, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone cites the clinical studies and the trials, and this helps with mental performance.
Right.
But how much of this bottle, of that extraction they're talking about, do I need to take to experience that? And this is where it gets very messy. And one of the big things I need to explain is there's different forms of extraction, and there's three main forms of extraction. And if you understand this, you'll understand more than 98% of the market in even any supplements and pharmaceuticals. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Absolutely.
So the first one is water-based extraction, right? It's no different to you cooking your noodles, your pasta in a pot. You boil the pot for 15 minutes. Like, you can be done with a water-based extraction in less than an hour. Like, I'm talking about having the mushrooms you boiled, the herbs, the spices, whatever it is, right? And literally you boil it like you boil the kettle, you pour it in, you let it steep, and then it could be in a bottle within an hour.
Right.
Right? that is only 5 to 10% bioavailable. And what I mean by that is, like, does it become expensive urine? Is really what we're talking about. Like, how much of that does your body actually kind of grab onto when you're eating?
Yeah, and a lot. Perfect. To be perfectly honest, I can relate to that because a lot of the supplements out there today are, just do exactly what you just said. It's really, they're not even worth the packaging they come in.
Oh, 100%. Because, well, it's also, it's cheap to do. Let's be honest. It's cheap. Right. They can say there's lion's mane in it, but you'd have to consume 10 bags of that stuff to have,
like, to notice any kind of result, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't think about that because they're like, oh my gosh, there's 3,000 milligrams of product in this. Yeah, but that's in their entire batch. That's not in their bottle. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, huge differentiator. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's our water extraction, which is new for a lot of people. They never really understand. They hear it. They hear the buzzwords. And, like, there's plenty of ways to buzzy this up, right? They're like, oh, we do a 3-day water extraction really slow.
Yeah.
Let me put that into layman speaks. You boil the noodles on a slow simmer for 3 days.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you make it any more potent.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so then the next part of this is the alcohol extraction. And a lot of people are like, oh, we can't use alcohol. Alcohol's bad. I'm like, well, unfortunately, you're missing out on a lot of the nutrients, the fats, the oils, the terpenes. Some companies will only do an alcohol extraction. Some companies will do a water plus alcohol because certain of the benefits of a mushroom actually need to be unlocked with alcohol for our body to even absorb them.
Yeah.
So the thing is, there was this rash at some point that using alcohol in an extraction process is bad for some reason. But that's so far from the truth. Yeah. It's like, it's almost
blasphemy.
What
does that look like then when you're talking about dose and potency with mushrooms, and then you talk about an alcohol extraction? Let's put that in the most basic terms for people listening. What does that mean? You're not telling people to use the mushrooms and drink with a glass of wine or have a beer with it, right?
Well, that's always a great way to have it. But no. What I'm talking about is in the extraction process, they're using a cane alcohol usually to actually extract the nutrients, because certain nutrients, because of the mushrooms and their cellular walls and all this type of stuff, only unlock with alcohol, right? But what we do know is if we combine a water extraction, so that pot boiling process with an alcohol extraction, so we take the same mushrooms to put in the water, but then we put them in an alcohol bath, right? Mm-hmm. And we boil them through that process. Mm-hmm. That now goes from 5% bioavailable with a water extraction to 30-odd%, right? So the goodness you're extracting from that is massive. And it's that process. Now we have a better tincture weight. Yes, you'll feel the benefits, but most of the time in a dose, you might be having 4 or 5 droppers full. If you're using a tincture, and that, they usually put that on the bottles, like a dose is 5 dropperfuls, and you have to pay attention to that. So the most purest, the best form of extraction is something most people have never ever heard of. Mm-hmm. Do you know which one it is?
I don't. No, tell me.
So it's actually called spudgeric alchemy. Spudgeric. It's a very very old
spudgeric alchemy.
Okay. Yeah. So. And this was turning water into wine type stuff. This is what the old alchemists used to do. And going through this process, it actually makes stuff 90%+ bioavailable. Like it's off the chart because it's extracting all of the salt, all of the minerals. And like every time you do this process takes 8 to 12 weeks to complete for each product. So when you think of that from a company perspective, if I can be done in a water extraction in a day, or I take the more expensive, more timing process that's going to take 8 to 12 weeks, like most companies are like, hell no, right?
Yeah,
so I'm just like, we're with our belief. I'm like, no, I want all power, all potent, right? So the thing is we don't use any fillers, any cutters, anything like that. So I said spagyric all the way because the outcome and the results speaks for itself. So let me explain what spagyric is, which makes it so special. And you can use it. We use this for any form of our herbs, spices, any of the ingredients, that raw ingredients that goes into our tinctures or even to our candies and our gummies. It becomes our standard because what we do is we do a water extraction because there's certain fats, minerals, salts that come out from water, like you have to. Then we do an alcohol extraction. So the mushrooms move into an alcohol extraction. They sit in that process for a while. And then what we do is we take that raw mushroom, which most companies throw out, it just turns into waste. What Spagyric Alchemy does is we actually set it on fire and we turn it into white ash.
Okay.
And then that ash is actually mixed back into this water alcohol tincture. And that's why our tinctures are slightly cloudy. And that's why when you taste them, it's like, it's almost like it's alive.
Yeah.
Because you're literally getting, they say, the energy level of the plant. So
yeah.
Even if we use Rodalia or any spearmint, things like that,
yeah.
And it becomes more potent. And then it's just like, because there's certain salts, certain minerals, certain terpenes that now are getting fully encompassed into the blend. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my undergraduate degree was in biological sciences, so I'm following you with all this. So what I'm hearing you say, if I can just kind of dissect it and make it basic for people listening, is you've got a pretty good purification process in place for how you make your product, right? And it also sounds like there's a really top-notch quality control process in place too, which at what that means for people listening, if they're interested in your product, is that they're getting a much higher quality product versus some cheaper version that you might find in Whole Foods or somewhere just because it says it has lion's mane in it, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. An absolute massive difference.
Yeah.
And the thing is it's, we are moving into being able to grow mushrooms and our products here in the US. We're building a 28-acre mushroom farm. But just because it's US-based doesn't mean like it's even the best caliber of product, right?
Yeah.
So we actually source our products from all around the world right now. And then we run them through our extraction process to produce a potent
Higher quality. Yeah, the higher quality dosage so that people get what they think they're getting.
And some people on me are like, oh, well, Ben, I take this stuff in capsules. And there's some very, very big name companies out there that produce capsules. And there's research on their capsules that actually show that they're 42 to 46% filler. And when I say filler, most of the time it's actually sawdust.
Yeah. And it's actually extra stuff in there to just make it look like it's, you know, you're getting more, but you're really not.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celebate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celebate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celebate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celebate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah. And like, have you ever heard of the story about what proprietary blend actually means for companies?
No.
So when I dove into this, I wasn't aware of all the games people played. And when you dive into it, you're like, that is scary. Like, so proprietary blend. If I put those words on my packaging, what that means is I only have to have 2% of the blend being what I claim it to be. So lion's mane, for example. The rest of it can be whatever I want it to be. It could be diesel gasoline. It could be any type of fuel derivative product that gets cut into these products that you're allowed to do. And that's FDA approved. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, And when you start to learn about the games that are played in this space, it's kind of disgusting. And
well, it happens with other, I mean, I know mushrooms aren't really a supplement, but it happens with other products that other companies make too. So I'm
100%. Like this is the game played in every single product from protein powders to dishwashing liquids to deodorants to like when you really start understanding, well, what are those big words on my label? And
What's really in it?
And why are we getting sick? Like, why is there an increased rate in sicknesses that weren't there years ago? Why are we getting sick here in the U.S., but yet the same product that's offered in a different country doesn't have those same side effects?
I think there's a lot of things you can say that about, you know, supplements, but foods too, you know.
Oh, 100%. Like, why is this chemical legal here, but illegal and has been for 10 years in other countries? Like, like, what do they know? So getting in and understanding this world and then educating people on like, what are you really taking? What are you really trying to achieve? Like, do you need 100 bottles of supplements or what can you really get away with? Because it's not about taking more. And there's a wrong approach in some of the medications. And you may disagree with this, that it's not about taking more of something. It's about even microdosing on things to actually get the effect. And it's like having a continued microdose, not a macrodose. We're not supersizing our fries with this. We're not going large, or it's just like, I got a Lion's Mane. I'm just going to eat the whole thing for dinner tonight.
That's unfortunately, I think, a mindset a lot of people have in this country. Like, we're the only country in the world where you can biggie size and double size your meal at a fast food restaurant and still come out saving money than shopping from buying real organic food and making a healthy meal at home. So go
100%. Yeah. So it's a massive thing. And like, there's many, many mushrooms that they actually take in throughout Europe, and they've done it for many years. And it's all microdose. Yeah, but we're the only country that like, but when I drink a whole cup for it over here and it's like supersized, I get sick. It's too potent.
Yeah, like, right.
You're not meant to consume it that way.
But let's talk a little bit for just a few minutes about the different kinds of commonly used mushrooms, like for people listening. Like Lion's Mane to me is the one I'm the most familiar with, but you mentioned turkey tail and some of the others. So I don't know if there's like, I know you have a variety of products available, but like, what are some of the more popular ones that you think people either ask for the most or that you sell the most of?
Yeah. So one of the most powerful ones is everyone wants more energy. They want, and when I'm talking about energy, so there's a big difference with energy. There's clean, natural energy where there's no jitters, no crash, no heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Like,
you're getting tired and that.
Yeah. Or people who are on the ADHD medication and they feel like that jittery focus where they've got a window that if they can't get into focus. So a lot of people switching from caffeine or energy drinks to clean energy-based products, it's hard for them because they feel like my energy is my heart beating.
Totally.
Or that
it's like, what they're used to. So of course it's going to feel different.
Yeah. So that's what they've been used to for many, many years, their whole life, right? So understanding that you can have energy that's like peaceful, pushing you through the day without feeling your heart is jumping out of the chest is actually phenomenal for your adrenal system, your hormone stabilization, and like so many factors, as even as how you sleep, right? So cordyceps are one of the best mushrooms for energy because, okay, here's a test for you from your biology days, right? What's the difference between cordyceps and caffeine?
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't remember.
So caffeine tells your body.
I'm a coffee drinker, so I resonate with the caffeine piece, but definitely. Yeah.
Well, and we all know that one cup of coffee too much, right? We all know what that feels like. It's just like that.
You're kind of on the edge where you feel like,
So like you never feel that on functional mushrooms. Mm-hmm. So the difference between caffeine is it tells the body, we need energy. Right. Let's just fake it. Like we've got it. Like, but it never sends the body into energy production mode. Yeah. That's why for many people, you can have a coffee or caffeine. It's not just coffee, energy
and then
drink.
And still feel tired.
And want to have a nap. Actually, like it actually makes you more tired. Yeah. That crash is like you've told your body. So I say with caffeine, there's a debt you're going to be paying. right? And we don't really think of that because that debt could be in 20 minutes from now, an hour from now, right? You just want to kind of push through.
Right.
Where functional mushrooms being the cordyceps, what it tells the body to do is like, hey, Allison needs energy. So let's go into energy production mode and actually start producing energy at a cellular level for the next 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
So now your body's producing energy and you're not crashing. So I've got people in their 80s who call me and like, oh my God, this thing is amazing because I no longer have to have a nap. It's not that I don't want a nap. I don't need a nap.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm having time with my family that I never used to have before. I get a lot of the ladies dealing with menopause. They're always like, oh, the stress and the stuff, it is always problematic for them. And they always feel energy lacking, usually because they're also not sleeping well.
Right.
So when you're talking about that, like that clean energy, we also use Redalia as well, which is a herb, which the Vikings used to use before they'd go into battle, funny enough, for mental clarity and mental focus. So it's those mushrooms, for example, that are phenomenal for energy. We've got one we have for stress and anxiety. We call that our relief blend. And I like to blend these so to help people get an optimal result. So stress and anxiety, we even have it blended with ashwagandha.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about from a recovery level, so you've just worked out, helping the body recover and deal with that.
Right.
My veterans who are having a hard time sleeping, or my ladies who aren't sleeping well, because they're not getting into that REM sleep. Mm-hmm. They have it before bed and they tell me that they have the best night's sleep that they have, right?
Yeah.
Because their body's able to naturally like stabilize its hormonal fluctuations, which we all have, men and women, right? It's not just, it's just not people dealing with menopause. So there's many ways to do that. You've also got your turkey tail and your maitake, which is phenomenal. So we've got a hormone blend, for example, where we have that even with spearmint and brahim and then lion's mane. So lion's mane is phenomenal for that mental focus and clarity.
Correct.
And I had an analogy just from the last week that somebody told me. She came back to me and she goes, it's like I took my sunglasses off and I was able to see clearly for the first time in like, it took me a while to even know, like go, I haven't been able to think like this in months.
Interesting.
I'm like, I had to go, what, you took your sunglasses off? Like, what do you mean take it? Like, what do you mean? You're not even wearing sunglasses when I was looking at it. And it took me a while to get that analogy. And I was like, wow, that's like, that was her words. I had another guy who, extreme ADHD. And he usually has like anxiety attacks, panic attacks, like in rooms. Because it's like this, he goes, it's like I walk into a room and it's just white noise. Like I hear every conversation and every, like it's just like
a heightened sensitivity.
Like it's everywhere. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And funny, he works at events and does a lot of events and public things, which I'm like, well, I'm not sure you're in the right space, dude.
Yeah, but, right.
And then so I said, dude, just come try this. Come here. I gave him our stress and anxiety and I gave him our lion's mane. I mixed the tincture. He just had a little shot. And then I saw him, he was at his booth, right? And then I noticed him sitting down. Within about 20 minutes, he sat down. I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's doing okay. So I let him sit down and he was just doing this. And I went over to him about 45 minutes later. I said, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh yeah. I goes, I was panicked for a minute there, but now every conversation in this room I can tune into. And it was like the first time, and he was 50 odd years of age, and he goes, it's the first time in my life I've actually been able to focus on the noise. And he goes, it was scary because I can hear the conversation.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Like two booths over. And he goes, I had to go, this is okay.
And he goes, probably felt like his whole body was just on a heightened alert, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like an out-of-body experience to some degree.
Yeah. And so it's the difference between just hearing that white noise in the background forever, being able to go, oh, this is actually what they're saying. And he goes, oh, well, those guys over there are talking about a payment plan. Those guys over there are talking about this. He's like, I've never heard this in my life. My brain hasn't been able to like capture that. And for him, it was a little, he goes, it was overwhelming at first, but he goes, is this how you feel every day? And I had to think about it. I'm like, well, I take the mushrooms every day. So maybe it is.
Yeah.
So But, and like, I've spoken to people who take 6 energy drinks a day and they're like, I know this isn't good for me. And this guy, one guy also took half a bottle of NyQuil to go to sleep every night. Cause he's like, but he'd been doing it for 10 years. That was his normal. People look at me and they're like, that's crazy. Who would do that? I'm like, well, how many coffees?
A lot of people do. Yeah. It's really not all that uncommon. Yeah.
Yeah. You may not have the half a bottle of NyQuil, but you might be 15, 20 milligrams of melatonin. They're like, oh, that's bad. But I'm like, but the stuff you're taking, or some people have a bottle of wine.
I think a lot of it is I don't want to call it ignorance, but I think it's people just, I think, are so overloaded with all the information that's out there. They tend to just stick with what they're doing because it's like, they just don't even know where to begin. So to hear like the science behind it and like why it works, I think is always the most important thing and the best place to begin for people. Last question before we wrap up. I'm thinking about the person out there who maybe is thinking this might be something they should try, but maybe they still are unsure or hesitant. And I'm just wondering if you could offer like some helpful tips to get people started. I'm sure you could direct people to your website. Like, what could you offer people to walk away with to at least get them thinking, that at least open up their mind that there's more there for them?
Yeah, so there is a lot more there for you. Find a company that will answer your questions. Someone you can call, someone email, you can chat with. Those companies do exist. Right. Local mushroom producers are always very, very passionate about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If you go to bareremedy.net, B-A-R-E, remedy.net, you can get a sample of all of our products and we just mail it to you. You just pay the shipping.
Okay.
So we allow you to try it. Or if you meet one of our team members at an event, you can literally try every single one of our products. No pressure, no purchase.
Yeah.
We want you to experience it, right? Because we know you'll feel something.
Yeah.
So find a product you can feel. And like, yes, look, you can get stuff at gas stations. You can get stuff at grocery stores. You can get stuff at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it a better product. Sometimes it actually makes it a worser product just because this is capitalism and commercialization, right?
Right.
So what you really want to be thinking about is dosage and potency. How much of this do I need to take for it to be a clinical dose?
Yeah.
If I can just leave you with that, and if you can understand that in the world of extraction, spagyric is one of the best forms of extraction, then dual alcohol water, and then water. So if you want to start with water-based tinctures, I can promise you, you may as well just go to Vegas. Like, honestly, like, it's just not going to do it. I'm not telling you to go out and buy some mushroom coffee. I don't even recommend those to people. What I recommend is, why change to a coffee that's going to taste like crap? Have one that you're going to enjoy. So and like I say, like, if you can just add one dropper full of this to your coffee or a shot before you have your coffee, and you turn your coffee into a superfood, isn't that better for you?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. So bareremedy.net is your website for people listening. They can go, they can get samples, they can, you know, perhaps chat with you or someone on your team, get their questions answered.
Oh, 100%. And we educate people a lot on our products. We've even rolled out a line of hard candies because, like, some of our tinctures, we acknowledge that they're potent, they're strong, right?
Yeah.
They pack a punch. And so we've just created a hard line. We call it smart candy. So hard candies that actually make you smarter. So we put our mushrooms into hard candies.
Smarter candy, I like that.
Yeah, so it was designed for kids who are on the spectrum or with ADHD. Because we know that they're usually candy fiends, but they're usually malnourished on nutrients and things like that. And we actually had one of the guys, he said his kid, this child usually every 3 months has to go to the hospital for an IV. And that experience is sensory overload.
Totally.
They're very, very food specific. Like, food is like the tactile of food. But we knew he liked hard candies. And so we're like, okay, how do we create a product for him? And once he had these, he articulated the words quiet mind. So his word, to him, his brain was quiet and he kind of liked it, right?
Yeah.
So if it works under those conditions, it works for everybody. And like, it's amazing the difference you see with the people. I always give out all these sample candies when we're at events, and they're like, this stuff won't work. You see them eating on it. And then like, they come running back there. They're like, what the hell did you give me?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Like, but that's a big difference, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense a lot. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today and share share all this. It's really fascinating.
Hey, my pleasure. This is my job.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, there's a whole lot in this episode to take in. This may be an episode that you might want to bookmark and go back and listen to a couple of times. We got a lot of really good science information, but also really practical information, just things to think about as a consumer, whether you're, you know, considering, you know, adding something, you know, a mushroom type product to your regimen, or if you're just flat out curious and you want to learn more, please go to bearremedy.net. You'll find that link in the show notes. You can even get some samples sent to you. You can get your questions answered, or you're welcome to reach out to me and I can connect you to Ben as well. And on that note, if you know someone in your world who you think this would be helpful for, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a gift from me. This is one of the reasons we've been able to build such an amazing audience and why we're so appreciative of all of you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.